He is a God of order.
And you think about what you just said. You know, if you turn your heart toward God and you take on that nature of Christ, you can't help but give.
Mm.
When your heart is filled with the love of God, you want to give the gospel of Jesus Christ to all that are around you.
You
want them to know that same hope. Mm. You know, we talked about, you know, finding a good deal at the store.
Mm.
You go into the store and they got buy one, get one free, and it's 20% off on top.
Mm.
What do? You call your mama. Mama!
Yeah.
Guess what? Down at the store, they got that thing that you like. It's buy one, get one free. There's 20% off. And if you bring a coupon, you can even get more off.
Sonny, buy 10 of those.
That's right. You know, and you know, you share the good news.
That's right.
And the good news that Jesus Christ has died for us, that we might be free
Isn't
from
that
our
something?
Sins.
Yes.
You know, that's
what
good
a blessing
news.
That we have that in us, the desire to just share this gift that we've received freely.
Yeah.
We have freely gotten it. We want to freely give it to someone
else.
Pass
it along. Absolutely.
And, you know, it's always about, you know, the fact that you give. I mean, it could be just a word of encouragement to somebody. You don't know what you're passing on.
Mm-hmm.
I could be running around and I'm, you know, hectic. But, you know, if I just stop for a minute and open that door for somebody to go through, you don't know what that just did for that person.
Right. Yeah.
That could have just changed their whole day.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, did that person just recognize me?
I
needed that smile. Right, exactly. Or I needed that little bit of encouragement. Hey, you look good today. How you doing? You know, I like your hair. You know, but they noticed my hair? Well, that's wonderful. I feel great now.
Yeah.
You know, but that's it. It's about the little things we do.
That's right.
You know, we don't have to do a lot.
And that's a part of giving.
That is absolutely a part of giving.
Just giving
and
care
and
love.
And when you have the heart of God, we want to give that forward. We want that message to come to somebody else, the salvation of the Lord. We want to spread that gospel freely.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're here today. We want to keep this radio ministry going so that we can continue the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, you talked about there's something different about this. There is something different about this time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel the presence of the Lord here. There is a reason that the Lord has grabbed this airwave.
Mm-hmm.
He wants this airwave open. He has something to say here.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking control of this little radio station. This is like the voice shouting out in the wilderness. It's happened before. It's happening again. He has his hand on this. I don't know why, but I know he wants this station. He has something to say, and he's going to say it now.
That's right.
So there is nothing going to stop this. Praise God.
Amen.
We're moving forward.
Yeah. Amen. Well, our phone lines are open, and we're going to get back to some music. Listen, we just had Alan from Boca giving a $200 matching funds challenge. If you'd like to join us today with your pledge of support, the phone lines are open, toll-free from anywhere, 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990, and we hope to hear from you right now.
Hold on, though the clouds seem dark.
Here's the Sensational Nightingales by request this morning. Just hold on.
Just hold on, though your way seems hard. If you just hold on. The sun will shine again. In fact, I can see a light just around the bend. If you just hold on, God will win the fight. If you just hold on, it will be all right. God already knows. He knows exactly what to do. If you just hold on. I'm a witness.
Saints, sometimes it seems like all hope is gone. Just remember, God has promised He won't leave you alone. Although it may seem hard, but stand on God's word, for the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Just hold on.
Just hold on.
I guarantee you, church, God will win. If you keep your hand in God's hand, just hold on. Not one thing, but everything will be alright. God already knows. Yes, He does. He knows exactly what to do. Just hold on. Even when you feel you're all alone, when friends that started out with you, they've left you behind and they all have gone on. But I want to encourage you by saying, the race isn't given to the swift nor to the strong, but to those who hold up, to those who hold out, and to those who hold on. Nightingales tell them, just hold on. See, God never promised that there wouldn't be storms in our life. He never promised that the wind wouldn't blow. He never promised that the lightning wouldn't flash, but He did promise that I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you, and I will be with you even until the end of the world. God already knows. He knows exactly what to do. Keep your hand in God's hand and hold on. So when that storm of sickness arises in your life, when the wind of financial problems begin to blow in your life, when the lightning of discouragement begin to flash in your life, I promise you that it's gonna be alright.
Yes, He will. Hold on. That's the Sensational Nightingales here on the Good News Station. And Paul Francesco here with me this morning. We hope that you'll join us with your gift of support. Alberta from West Palm Beach giving a one-time gift of $30. Good morning, Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for calling and giving here today. And that takes us up to $139,195. We're just $805 away from that next $1,000 level. Today, again, let me remind everybody, today is the day. Today is our final day of prayer and praise. This is that time to pick up the phone and call and get in your pledge if you want to get it in before the day is over. Because 6 o'clock today, we're going to wrap it up. And we're trusting that by 6 p.m. today, that our goal will be met with your help, the help of the Lord. And what we're going to do, well, we're just going to hold on.
That's right.
Amen. Just hold on. We're holding on to the Lord. Paul's with me this morning. Paul, you've been out taking some calls this morning, answering some phones.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's just great to hear them ringing. It's great to see the people coming across the internet, knowing that there's love and support, and people want to pass on the word and pass on what God gave to us.
Yeah.
You know, the love and peace, everything that goes along with Jesus, you know?
That's right. You were telling me that you couldn't sleep the other night. Maybe the Lord was giving you some things to say. Did you want to pass that along?
It's right about the 8 o'clock hour. You want to wait a few more minutes? Or you want me to just...
Well, whatever.
You need a break? Does your voice need a break?
I need a break. You know, I can always use a break. But, whatever. If we'll come back... I tell you what we'll do. Let's come back after the top of the hour.
We'll get Francesco in here, and we'll all just kind of bounce stuff off each other. We'll read it off, and we'll see.
Well, we've got a song for you right now. Now, let me give you the phone numbers again. We have a long way to go today. $55,805 to go. We're going to need your help, your support. If you'd like to join us with a gift of support, this is the time to do that. 888-221-8990. Give us a ring. 888-221-8990. Our local number, 772-221-1100. Or you can join Alan giving online at our website, WCNO.com.
People come from miles around. They have heard and want to meet this generous man. They're not worthy, they can't pay, but still he opens his
upon a place of sickness with healing in his hand, and people come from miles around. They have heard, they want to meet this generous man.
They're not worthy.